Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. Well, it is, people. Here we are. It's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the second day of January 2018. Man, I'll tell you, I just put this new calendar up, and I'm just like, wow, man, didn't I just put a goddamn calendar up there? This year went by. It just blows me away. It just completely blows me away. Anyway, it's Turncoat Tuesday, the second day of January, 2018. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 42 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And just another, well, yeah, we haven't had the snow. I mean, they're up in the mountains, there's hardly any snow. It's been a dry, cold winter, but I'm calling it a blessing not having the snow. I know we need the water. I don't know, Mike, turn on the tap. The water comes out. That's all the water I need. I know we're supposed to consider industry and all these, the ranchers, loggers, and farmers. Well, they need snow. Well, that's their problem, not mine. Anyways, let's see what we have on the itinerary. Well, we're going to talk about this petition to impeach Judge Anna J. Brown. And Mark Schumacher and I were talking this morning, and talking about an argument he'd been having with somebody on the site, and we're going to get into that just a little bit as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFDT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, as I was saying there in the monologue, the introduction of the program, Mark Schumacher, I've been watching since yesterday, a little argument he was having with somebody on the site, and Mark's got a good heart. You know, he finally called me up this morning because he just couldn't get it all straight in his mind, and we talked it over. But, this thing about the Bundays, and, one of the contentions that were made was that this land was their land. Well, they have their ranch, a 640-acre ranch, I believe. The other land in dispute is not their land. Oh, man, wait a minute. Hold it. Stop. They've leased that land. Screw back since 19 or 18 and 20 or 47 or whatever the hell it is. I'm going to ask you guys something. Where did any government, just like giving our lands away in our country away to these foreign governments, where did any one of us get the, to where we could buy the exclusive right to our public lands? Hello? See, that land belongs to every one of us. I don't get no grass check in the mail every month for my grass being taken off of my public lands. Do you? because I'm telling you, don't. And this whole thing, you know, when you talk about these trials and stuff like what's going on up in Bunkerville and the Admiralty Courts and the administrative courts, actually the Bundys are more at home there and have it's more legitimate having them there than it would be you and I. And I'll tell you why. Because the Bundys are government agents, people. And you go, well, yeah, they're government agents. See, they have a cattle company. A cattle company is a corporation. Anybody who incorporates with the state and then, which is incorporated through the incorporation of the Constitution, well, you become an agent of the state. I'm sorry. And you agree that you're going to operate in the Admiralty and you're going to pay taxes and all this shit that I'm not subject to as a free American national who's not in bed with any government. But the Bundys are. I mean, you think about let's talk about the grazing lands out there in Nevada. Now let's just cut the bullshit and put it down to the common law, and we're all equal, and we all have absolute equal right to what belongs to each and every one of us, the goddamn public lands. Now you got all this grassland. Now, you know, we talked about the fact that they killed the buffalo off, and one of it was to starve the Indians out so they could take more of their land. But the other reason was so that, you know, they could get rid of these goddamn free meat out there on the range. How would it be today if you could just go out there, you know, like up there's grasslands up here that used to have buffalo on them back in the day. If I could just drive out and shoot me a buffalo, you know how much meat that is? That's meat for a whole goddamn year for a big family. But no, them buffalo had to go. And then we had all these public lands sitting out there with all this grass on it. And people like the Bundys and the good old boys and the dirty churchers, they came and said, man, I got 640 acre ranch. I want to put cattle out on 10,000 acres or 20,000 acres. So there's got to be a way where I can take control of that land and get the grass that belongs to everybody for my cows so I can sell them my beef. Now, look at it like this, people. If that land's just sitting there and it belongs to all of us, how about me? Well, even you, I mean, I know. We're just low light. We're invisible plebes, coolies, and peons in their eyes. But, hey, well, how about, you know, just each one of us, you know, and let's say we go out in the springtime and we take a couple of young steers out there, put tags in their ears and a brand on their ass, and just turn them loose out there. Everybody that lives around where I live goes out and puts a couple of steers out on the public lands. I mean, if the grass is out there, it belongs to us. I mean, I think I want it to feed my cow. And then in a couple of years, I go out and I round my cows up. They're all fattened up on my grass because I'm not taking more than my share. I'm just taking, I'm raising enough beef what my family's going to eat. And then I go out and I round my cows up and bring them home. I butcher them and process them. And there's my meat. And then I put a couple more steers out on the range. Do you see what I'm saying here? But see, what we have going here is, somebody wanted to an exclusive right to the grass that belonged to all of us. That's what it really comes down to. So that they could raise beef to sell to us. I mean, it's all about industry. And that's what's really pissing me off about this whole thing is everybody pretending like, oh, this is just a good old family. No, a family farm. It's not a family ranch. It's not a family farm. On the family farm, you know, you raised what you ate. You raised what you consumed. Maybe with a little extra. I've said it before. Maybe you put in a little crop of tobacco. Maybe you raised on 640 acres. Maybe you raised a few more cows than you could eat. And that was so you could have things that you couldn't just barter for, you know, so you'd have some extra. But I mean, this country, since its inception, I mean, there's been an elitist group known as the Dirty Church Masonic Cabal that has just figured they should have an exclusive to raising cows, raising crops. I mean, croplands are also leased out. I hope you guys know that. Croplands, I mean, all our lands are leased out. You know, they should have exclusive rights. I mean, where did the idea of this ever come from? Whereas I'm going to get exclusive rights to a bunch of this public land that belongs to everybody. Now, if this was a reservation and you were going to take resource off that reservation, each and every Indian gets a check in the mail because it belongs to each and every Indian. And we're each and every Indian in this instance. But see, people like Clive and Bundy, man, they got together and they said, we're going to have this kind of contracting thing we're going to do with the government because we really do run the government. We own the state legislatures. We own the state congressmen that go to make up the federal government. As long as we can run it all, we don't need no Bill of Rights. And these people just need to get the hell out of our way. Let us raise the cows and then they can toil for us for their beef instead of just releasing their own beef on their own public lands and going around them up. It's like the timber industry. who gave some son of a bitch an exclusive to go cut the timber out of the goddamn forest. Now, let's say that an American national, a part of that goddamn timber belongs to me. And I don't want no third parties or any of this shit I never agreed to and was never authorized in the Constitution. If I want to go take, there would be a formula you'd have to have, so because the country holds this much timber, then each person has that much timber belongs to each person out there, whether it's harvested or not. Some people might choose not to harvest their timber. Some people might choose, I need my start in life. And so much of that timber is out there mine, I don't need the permission of any government because the government don't own the goddamn land. The people do. I don't have to go pay some third. The thing is, I seen in one of the comments there, they talked about, the fellow said, this is was the government's land? Okay, so if it's the government's land, then we're establishing that the government is apart from the people, right? Because it's not the people's land. It's the government's land. And it cannot be a government of form by the people because it's not the people's land. It is the government's land. And if you want to get out there and take something off the government's land, you got to pay the government, not the people. This is what has been going on, this shim-sham, since the beginning of the goddamn country. The logging. I mean, what gives one son of a bitch? I'll tell you what gives him the right. He goes and pays off a handful of politicians in the state and local and federal government, and he gets an exclusive on the timber that belongs to all of us. And, well, they say, when them people are saying, well, that belongs to me too. Well, we'll tell you what we're going to do. Izzy Blatsenstein and his brother, John Cole or, Cohen, they're gonna build a school over here, and that's gonna be your share of the money. It's gonna go to them to run the school for your kids. That's what we decide is best for you. Never had the authority, people. Never had the authority. They were supposed to stay out of our lives. And this is what I talk about when an even playing field with free enterprise. If I got the gumption to go out into the goddamn woods, I'm sitting here broke. If I have the gumption to go out in the woods and cut me down enough trees and cut them into timber, or if I just want to sell the goddamn logs to a mill, that timber belongs to me. And then when you tell me, well, we gave an exclusive right to this timber, we got some bucks in the mail, and we gave an exclusive right for one of our good old boy Miss Mason brothers to go out here and cut down all these goddamn trees, and we're going to put up a school over here that's going to be yours. I mean, this is third world socialism by another form. That's why I tell you people, if these people are claiming to be the goddamn patriots, they're just another form of socialism. It's like this movement here where I'm at, or down in California, for the Jefferson, the state of Jefferson. See, they're not talking about a free state with the, because there ain't going to be no War Powers Act, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights is going to be in effect. You're going to have common law. That's not what they're talking about. No, we got to get our people in there. Again, we're going to take over the agencies and stuff, make that BLM work for us again. Socialism. They want it. This is why, I've told you guys before that, I offered to go out there out to Burns. A free man militiaman, a real fucking militiaman, and go out there and ride a mandamus and call everybody to stand on it to enforce the law. They don't want me out there. You anti-American governments, you son of a bitch. Get off our land. We don't want you out here. We love our government. So long as it's our government. Don't you see what I'm telling you here, people? So, well, let's look at this. Impeach Anna J. Brown. Anna J. Brown should not be sitting on the bench. Her court should not exist. The federal authority that she represents should not exist, period. It is an affront to our Bill of Rights and our common law that it does exist and that our people are persecuted through it. Not to mention these corporate figures, these government agents, the Ammon Bundy, Alvin Bundy, government agents. They are incorporated with the government by definition as sure as the guy down at the hardware store that sells you your goddamn hunting license. He is incorporated with the government. He is acting as agent for the government. So are these people. It's called industry. It is how they set up this corporate state and took control of all of the property for themselves. And we can work for them. That's a very good deal for us. Impeach Anna J. Brown, petition. This is from change.org. We the people of the United States. Who in the hell do you think you're talking to here? We the people? Oh, really? We, the people of the United States, petition the U.S. House of Representatives to impeach Judge Anna J. Brown of the U.S. District Court for the District of Oregon. Now, right there, that U.S. District Court for the District of Oregon can't exist. That's what we replaced your common law courts, people. This administrative judicial. For committing treason and for her participation in the insurrection against the constitutional authority of the federal government. The constitutional authority of who? Of the federal government. The whole issue here is that they have no constitutional authority over a free man. This is our fight. These people here, I'm telling you, they just want their bureaucracy put back in place to where they own the local politicians, they own the state senators and state congress people that go to Washington, D.C., and they have exclusive right to all the resources, and the rest of us, well, we get to work for them because, well, we're not members of the lodge, and we're not members of the dirty church. So that's your rights. But here, the authority of the federal government pursuant to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15, Article 3, Section 3, and Article 2. Boy, that sounds really impressive. Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. And then they jump right over here to Title 18, United States Code 2831. And Title 18, United States Code 2383. They are operating in the admiralty. That's what this shit is. So they're trying to mix this constitutional, try to get me and you into their fight. It's about our rights. No, you're citing government legislated authorities in your argument here. So your argument, you want me to sign on to this? If I sign on to this, I'm saying I'm just a goddamn subject slave. I'm a subject slave because I recognize Title 18 United States Code as having any relevance in my life. It doesn't. I live by the common law. Their codes and their statutes are for the running of the government, which it does kind of pertain to the Bundys because they are agents of the government, by the way, by definition of the law. Whereas Judge Brown, at the direction of the FBI and other federal agencies, is unlawfully detaining and has been for over 8 months prominent activists with the Citizens for Constitutional Freedom. In the first place, you call yourself a citizen, you have no constitutional freedom. And all the arguments that those pettifogging lawyers of yours have put forth in this admiralty court have come straight through the 14th Amendment. The illegal, unconstitutional, violation of the people's right, 14th Amendment. But you're going to argue, you want that equal rights for you and your good old boy industry folk, don't you? You want your power back over the rest of us. Yeah, I mean, what they're asking is here, don't take them communists as your overlords. That should be us good old boys. You've always been your overlord, duh. Go vote. Let's go vote in people on the local boards and local BLM and take it back for the people, us. Huh? Those illegal agencies. Whereas Judge Brown... agencies is unlawfully detained, or here, with Citizens for Constitutional Freedom political movement. Citizen, you are a citizen, you piece of shit. And you need to go the same way as the rest of these fucking socialists, citizen. Political movement for exercising their First Amendment protected rights. Among those political prisoners are Ayman Bundy. No, they're not political prisoners because, in all rights, these are state agents. I mean, the federal government. I think that's why Alvin Bundy wanted the damn state. Because what their contention here is, I got a right to be persecuted by the state because I'm contract with the state, not the federal. Really.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. What people don't understand is, what they have done is they've stepped out of their lawful realm as man, into the corporate realm, which is basically a creature of the state. And you're hitting it right on, man, as far as the distinction goes between the corporate entity and the natural or man. Yeah, and that's where a lot of people get screwed up, man, is that they don't get that, you know. And when you step out of the natural realm of the law as man into the corporate realm, you have to live by their statutory regulation.
Well, in truth, this corporate realm can't exist for an American national. This is how they tried to blend apples and oranges and make applesauce. It just cannot be.
They trick. You know, there is a lot of trickery going on there. But the way they get away with it is Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution. That's the right to contract.
I hear you, brother, but that right to contract is trumped by the ninth article of the People's Bill of Rights, which says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, which are authorities, shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Now, no contract by the ninth article.
You don't have any argument with me about that whatsoever. However, these creatures of the state, including the admiralty courts and that, you know, the corporate creatures of the state, they have basically invaded our government. Bottom line.
The people like the Bundys. No, they're the ones that facilitated this. You see, they said, you know, we're going to we're going to agree to go inside this bureaucracy, this legislated form of government that's working on the federal level. We agreed to become state agencies and forfeit our rights. It's like when you when you take any office in the government, you are becoming a citizen. You're becoming a 14th Amendment citizen. You do waive certain rights. I mean, you waive your right to, you can be persecuted in the admiralty because you have agreed to enter that realm. And this should have never been. It should have just never been because it couldn't be. That's why they put the ninth article there. In truth of law.
That is dependent on, especially the administrators in the administrative state honoring the law. But what has happened is, I'm telling you, man, it's the lust for power and money.
Oh, absolutely. You know? But it's corruption. It's none of it's legal.
None of it's lawful.
None of it's lawful. Go ahead.
They're getting away with it because the people are allowing it.
Absolutely. Because that ninth article has to be enforced by the people. The people who want to violate it aren't going to enforce it. I got news for you. But the ninth article, what it says, man, what it says in absolute law is that no contract can exist in this country that takes away the rights of an individual. It just has no authority because any contract has to have authority. It has to have authority to enforce, and it cannot. Because every contract has to be in line with this Bill of Rights. It has to be in line with the ninth article that says no such authority can exist. You can't write it down. You can't agree between two of you that it's going to exist. This is how we got all these deprivations on our rights. Oh, two or three people got together and said, we're going to just sign that right away for everybody. Yeah, okay, we signed that right away. You can't do it. You can't do it by contract. The ninth article says it just plain cannot exist.
Well, it's like, what was that rattlesnake that came up? It's like he said, nobody's enforcing it. Man is not enforcing it.
That's right.
And because man doesn't get it, all right?
Yep.
You get it. One guy, if that was rattlesnake, come up, he gets it. You know, I get it. There are some people getting it. Some people are starting to come up and get this. But what it's going to take is enforcement.
You're right.
And that means bloody nose.
You betcha. And the thing is, we're not here to indulge the people who just can't seem to get it. You better get it or your ass is going to get shot because I'm not going to sacrifice my rights to stupidity or cowardice. I will shoot your ass if you do not abide by this goddamn law. That's what the founders of this country, the true founders who stood their ground at Lexington and Concord, who fought for a whole goddamn year. You know, they fought for a whole year. They captured frickin' Boston. There was no goddamn government. No government had been put together at the time when they surrounded Boston. And, I mean, they were cannon. There was no goddamn colonial government that came up and said, yeah, with this Declaration of Independence shit, that came a whole year later when they seen they couldn't stop it and they had to control it. They had to hijack it just like they hijacked the Tea Party, just like they hijacked the Occupy movement. Any movement, all their son of a bitches are good at is hijacking shit. Oh, yeah, that was our idea, too. Just like what's going on here with these goddamn Bundys. Same shit, people. They know we're getting ready to enforce this goddamn shit. No, let's don't enforce it. Let's get it back to where we're in control and we got our good old boy system going here that works real good for us and you can work for us again. Ain't gonna do it. In fact, I want your fucking cattle off my goddamn range land. You've been stealing from me for 100 years. Get them off. I got no, you show me where you paid me for my fucking grass. You tell me you paid some son of a bitch in Washington DC that doesn't represent me and you took my money for my grass and you went along with that deal and I'm supposed to look up to you some fucking how? You are few and you better realize how few you are because we're going to slaughter your asses, you surly sons of bitches. We will put you in the ground. And that's what we're seeing right here, right now. With this, all this stuff with the Bundys and their rights, with this. No, nobody had the right to give you an exclusive to what belongs to all of us. We never gave any such authority to any government. If it is, show me in that Constitution where we gave the authority for them to give an exclusive to any one of us for anything that belongs to all of us. We didn't do it. More usurped, fraudulent authority, color of law. So you show me your contract for 100 years ago. I'll show you 100 years of grass you owe me for, you son of a bitch. You and that weasel bastard that you're doing business over there had no authority to sell my grass to you. How about that? But see, the chance was here for them to step in and say, hey, goddamn, yeah, we shouldn't have gotten in bed with the goddamn socialists. We should have just played it square with everybody because there's plenty in this country for everybody. We didn't need to come in and try to act like we're going to be an aristocracy over the common man that we call common man. They could have jumped right in, but no. We can hijack his boys. We did it with the Tea Party. By God, we can hijack his thing, make it our own. We'll get that goddamn from the trenches site taken off the net with our boy Trump. And we'll step right in like they never existed and we're the movement. You try it, you son of a bitch. It's too late. It's gone too far. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
I don't care what you say. I don't feel.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific time, and that's Audio Slave. Drown Me Slowly. Not they'd like to. But we're talking about, you know, this impeached Judge Anna J. Brown and this, you know, these people... These Bundys, these good old boy, Masonic dirty church bastards. Now, see, they would have you die. I mean, they would get you up into a war fever, have you go kill those goddamn communists and beat them out of this country to restore their elitism over you. But they would not even associate with somebody who's talking about the Bill of Rights and all people have an equal right to the wealth of this goddamn country. It's always been theirs, exclusively passed on from family to family, you know, within the deacons of the church and the church congregation and the dirty church cabal. And as far as for these, you know, the Mormons, I'm going to tell you people something. I've seen the Mormons go head to head with the Masons right here where I live. This is what's going on. This is the power struggle. You see, they're both secret societies, and they take care. I mean, like, if you're a Mormon here, you know, you're going to get out of contract. It's going to another Mormon, just like with the Masons. Not a goddamn dime's worth of difference in any of them. And you better believe it. I mean, I educated a Mormon judge and right over here at the local justice court. I understand this very well. And I'm not going to have no elitists over me. And like I said, you know, as far as what's gone on in the past 240 years since the inception of this country, the folks, the people who went out and bled the goddamn ground dry, their progeny have been shit on. They have been dispossessed and made civilly dead. We're treated like the goddamn son of a bitch that just jumped the borders got more rights than we do, according to these good old boys. And right now, I tell you people, this movement, you know, the good old boy, the industry movement, because this is industry, it's corporation. It's just the other side of the coin, of the same coin. I guarantee you, they're good Zionist Christians. They're good Judeo-Christians. And they support the state of Israel, of you being subservient to the state of Israel and their book. They do not see you as an equal, but by God, they're fixing to. It's been a long time. They know we can whip them. We're the mean son of a bitches that they've used in every war to whip everybody else. And they see it turn them. And their only recourse has always been hijack it, just like the Tea Party movement. That started at the grassroots. And it wasn't nothing to do with Barack Obama. It was George Bush Jr. and Henry Paulson when they handed the treasury over to private corporation right in front of our faces. And the people started coming out and raising a new party, Tea Party. Everybody thought it could happen. But no, the Almond Bundys and the goddamn, these good old boys and the dirty church, they hijacked it. They got the computers. They got the money and put it together. No, this is really what the movement is right here, because we got the big building and the fancy computers. And the people walked away from it. The only way this shit ends is for the regular folk, the people that have been put down by both sides of this fucking coin, get up and kill them all. Remove them from the equation. And then, you know what? You know, it's like we were talking earlier about the forest. Now, you think that we wouldn't have had a thriving forest timber industry in this country? And only difference would have been is just regular folks like you and me going out, well, I'm going to cut down 100 acres of timber. I'm going to mill it. And with the sweat of my brow, that timber belongs to me. It don't belong to U.S. government, who is something different and apart from who I am. It belongs to me. I'm the free national that owns it. I'm cutting them goddamn trees down, and I'm going to cut them up into timber. The sweat of my brow, that is my labor. It cannot be taxed. And I'm going to sell that timber. Only difference would have been it would have went to everybody. The wealth would have went to each and every one of us who it belonged to, instead of just a handful who've got together in their collectives. They come out and they bitch about communism. You'll hear them talk about communism, but they're a fucking collective too, aren't they? Or am I missing something here? They all got together and signed paperwork that created this corporate state where, this guy here, he's going to have an exclusive 10,000 acres of hot timber. He's going to make all the money off. You can come and you can work for him and we'll tax your labor. This is how wrong, backwards, and out of sync everything is, people. This is how far off of what we're supposed to have that we're at. That's why our people are homeless on the continent that they conquered. You got people, then you start building on this industry bullshit that isn't supposed to exist because it is collectivism. We're guaranteed a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. That's individualism. Collectivism and individualism are opposites. They cannot mingle. They cannot become one thing. They just can't happen. You either got one or you got the other. And we got collectivism in this country, beginning with the churches and with the lodges, the Masonic lodges, throwing in the Mormon church, secret society, and throwing in the communists, the collectives. And everybody, we're supposed to go, we've got to go jump behind that collective over there. No, screw you. Your collectivism has fucked me all my life. I want to destroy you, you son of a bitch. Like the Bundys. And you know, it's wrong. I mean, I've come up here and I've told you guys 1,000 times the procedural due process that every American is guaranteed. And despite the fact that they went for these contracts to their own benefit and to our detriment, they are still entitled to that. And that's what I tell you here, what they're doing. But it isn't, you know, we just got to get the committees and the BLM and all these agencies back under our control. Those fucking agencies can't exist or we can't be free people. No collective can have power over the individual or you are not a free sovereign. I'm sorry. That's just the goddamn facts. Whereas Judge Brown denied the motion for mistrial after two of the government's witnesses introduced prejudice, but what they're doing is they're pleading in the admiralty instead of denouncing the admiralty that is oppressing my people. You'll go along with it so long as you can get it straightened back out until it belongs to you. It can oppress the shit out of me. Like I said, one of them, they won't even say the word Bill of Rights and get into the Bill of Rights and the procedural due process and the common law courts that have been removed. They're the ones that fucking removed them, people. That's how the communists got in here. They could have never done it. The communists could have never infiltrated our country without these same bastards here that we're all crying tears for. And, oh, darn, they're hurting the Bundys and all these. Fuck them. They're the ones who facilitated every goddamn bit of it. And that's a fact. A documented fact. I lived it. I watched who removed the courts. I saw who owned the politicians. It wasn't international communists. It was the good old boys right around here where I live. They were the ones that gated me off the goddamn private land because it was exclusive for them. It was to protect it. You know, they put that BLM in there. And we're going to protect the animals and the trees and the pine cones from the people. What they did is put gates around it, and they got the keys to the gates, and you didn't. You talk about socialism. That's socialism, people. And these bastards are guilty. But they're not guilty of this. I mean, this is just a mirage. This is bullshit, every one of them. But I guarantee goddamn to you, I could take the Bundys to court in a common law court, and I'd take every fucking thing they own. I promise you I could, by right and by law, for what they have participated in. Because they have participated in the usurpation of the Bill of Rights that has led to their enrichment and my loss of my rights. And I can prove it. So I have no mercy for them. What else we got here? Patriots punished for going to Bundy Ranch. You know, I was going through this a little bit, and again, I start talking about the good Judeo-Christians. Because that's what you got here. Every one of these son of a bitches supports Israel, okay? Get that through your head right now. They are not our friends. These people support the foreign king in Israel. John Ritzheimer and Ryan Payne are friends from way back. Oh, boy. They recently met up after months of seeing each other and had a great time with their ladies alongside. They enjoyed everything from lunch to go-karts, things that my people, we live in fucking hobbles. We work 7 days a week. And just to keep a roof over our head, and these son of a bitches live in their elitist world, and they look down their noses at us, and they are our lessers. They are the ones that didn't have the moxie to do it on their own. They had to collectively get together to try to fuck everybody else to get what they wanted. Then they went to the Bundy Ranch. Now they are being punished by the Oregon courts for not knowing they were not allowed to visit. Well, you like that, Admiral. You built it. You fucking built it. I want you to do it. It was wonderful when you owned the local legislators, when you owned the congressmen and the state senators that went to Washington, D.C. Hell, you had it your way. You wanted Henry gated off the mountain so that you could keep the elk quiet up there, so that every year they could come down, you could charge $1,000 to $2,000 to kill an elk on your property that was adjacent to that mountain that I own.
You think I missed that? That's when they created the BLM people. The ones that are right now raging and bitching about it. I'll tell you what right now. They don't want the BLM removed. They don't want this illegal agency that has inflicted tyranny on me removed. They want it back under their control, working for the industries that they are a part of. Period. That's their bitch. Oh, I don't even think I want to read that one. It's getting me too mad. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, this would be good. Donald Trump, DACA amnesty activists will be falling in love with Republicans. And, I mean, here it is. I mean, they put their boy in here. This was a part of the deal. They are, I told you guys when this was going on, it was the billionaires, the multi-billionaires, right in this country, the good old boy, Dirty Church, Masonic Cabal, that put this bastard in there. And they are not going to give up their goddamn, they want rid of us. They hate our fucking guts, so we might as well hate their fucking guts right back, don't you think? They will pump these goddamn illegals in here. Why? Because they'll go out and work on their ranches for $4 an hour. Where is a goddamn American who owns the goddamn country? He's going to have enough money for him to work. He's going to have something for it. He wants a part of what belongs to him and shit. If we're going to take it all from him, we got to use these Mexicans and shit in here for labor to do it. And they have done it, people, and every one of you knows it. And Donald J. Trump, we told you that that goddamn international billionaire was not going to do anything to upset the slave market being pumped into our country. But you went out, instead of, this is where I talk about him, you know, turning, when they had their chance. All you had to do was just get unregistered to vote. Simple. Boy, I mean, goddamn, we're not even talking about you going and risking your goddamn neck. Just unregistered to vote. Quit giving acquiescence for the rest of us, 25% of you treasonous bastards. Couldn't do that, though, because you want to know what we need to do here is we need to get our own boy in there, see? Get the power back in our hands, get control of all the collectives. We have our own form of little socialism here where we're the top dogs and we're the top committees and we trump the individual's rights and we do what we want to with that single son of a bitch. President Donald Trump promised to deliver results for DACA activists, not for the people. This is what we're talking about right now. And I know a lot of you, like the bunny, these and all these pricks out there that did. I think they understood this right down the line. Yeah, we're going to trick. It's just like they're wanting to trick us into beating the communists out of here for them. Trick us into voting their guy in because he's going to get rid of that free labor we really want that we've been using for years. We've been making fortunes. Why you thrive to just keep a goddamn food on your table. We want them. You think that those goddamn ranchers and those farmers and those loggers don't want goddamn slave labor so that they can have more? Do you think that for a second? The people who truly put this son of a bitch in there and you people they tricked. You dumb. If you're a poor person and you fell for this shit, you are the sorriest son of a bitch to ever draw air. That's all I can say for you. DACA activists. This is activists for DACA who are demanding amnesty for illegal immigrants brought to the United States as children. Democrats are doing nothing for DACA. Oh, you know, this has really turned to 180 here, hasn't it? Democrats aren't doing anything for the illegal invaders taking your wealth that we're handing your country over to. The Democrats aren't doing their part in helping here. You got to come to the Republicans you voted in. Just interested in politics, Trump wrote. DACA activists and Hispanics will go hard against Dems. We'll start falling in love with Republicans who voted me in, who actually are the good old boys who trick their little minions beneath them, who aren't smart enough to think for themselves, to putting me in here to preserve their slave labor force. With Republicans and their president, we are about results. We're going to get that amnesty for you. We're going to get you in here taking that American's job for $4 an hour that he used to get paid 30 for. We're going to do it for you, foreigner. Trump's comment signaled an effort to pry Democrats loose on the issue and signal good faith negotiations as he prepares to make a deal on the issue in January. What deal? I'm going to deport every one of them. Everybody has to go who came here illegally, and then we'll see about you coming back in. Wasn't that what the son of a bitch said? Well, that's what his minions like the Bundys told him to say. And the Koch brothers, the industry people in this country who have been oppressing the rest of us for 200 fucking years. This is what they told him to say. Just tell those goddamn, those goyim. We'll tell you what to tell the goyim. We'll back it up here at the ground level through the lodges. We'll be talking. There'll be only a handful of us, but you know, a handful of us in every little crowd. One of us in every little crowd just swing because they look up to us because we got the money because we fucked them out of it. They're so stupid. And so it went. Trump's comment signaled an effort to pry Democrats loose on the issue and single a good faith negotiations as it prepares to make a deal on the issue in January. We're making deals. Previously, Trump signaled that he would demand funding for his long-promised wall in exchange for... What the fuck is that? You tell me something right now. If they put that goddamn wall up from sea to shining sea, what good would it do us now? There's 100 million of them here that have displaced us. And he's made it clear none of them have to go. So what exactly, a building wall, is that going to get some Jewish contractor a pile of gold that we don't have to give him? I'd like to understand that. Previously, Trump signaled that he would demand funding for his long-promised wall in exchange for a DACA deal. That ain't what you... No, that wasn't what you said previously, you fork-tongued, mealy-mouthed son of a bitch. You said every one of them had to go. Remember? Then we build a wall with a little door in it, and we only let back select people. Remember? I do remember. I got a memory span that trumps that of a cabbage, pun intended. The Democrats have been told and fully understand that there can be no DACA without the desperately needed wall, for the contract for the wall, to put up a wall to, well, hold the invading force in, I guess, at the southern border, excuse me, and an end to the horrible chain migration and ridiculous lottery system. So all these people who came as a part of this phony-ass, fraudulent, unauthorized, without authority, chain migration, which just says, well, you can just bring in our, you come here, your family. Where did we agree to that, people? We're the ones being displaced. They're getting free labor, and we're being displaced. We are the majority in this country. We're the 75% as opposed to the 25%. Where did we agree to this shit? Where can they pretend that they represent us? When asked about it back in the last election, we said, overwhelmingly, we wanted every one of them thrown out. But hey, we're going to make a deal here. You're not making deals for me, Trumpy, you son of a bitch. At the southern border and in the horrible chain migration and ridiculous lottery system of immigration, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Refugee, groups of refugees coming in. They're putting little towns together for them to displace workers in the factories. Yeah, I understand it all, buddy. Chain migration and ridiculous lottery system. He wrote in December, we must protect our country at all costs. We must protect our slave force at all costs. They will take you out to a ditch and put a bullet in your head before they'll give up one slave. Mark my words this day. Trump campaigned extensively against amnesty in 2016, vowing to end DACA and DAPA. Well, yeah, he did. Here's his own words, and I don't even have to play the thing. We will immediately. What's immediately mean, by the way? I think it means like right fucking now, don't it? Immediately? We will immediately terminate President Obama's two illegal executive amnesties in which he defied federal law in the Constitution to give amnesty to approximately 5 million illegal immigrants, Trump said in Arizona in his famous immigration speech. This is when they were trying to sell us on the idea. It's illegal for the president just to give away a hunk of our country to goddamn foreigners. But if the Congress was to give that land away that belongs to all of us, that'd be okay. No, that's not okay. They don't have authority either. It's just like the grass. I've agreed to none of this shit. In fact, I've defied it every inch of the way. And when it comes down, man, hey, everybody who went along with this crap has got to hang. There's no two ways about it. And this, here into our world, live stream of deputies' murder released as a killer tells the cops to leave before opening fire. And I was looking at this, you know, and I heard Mark talk about this morning, so I read it from the Free Thought Project and sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. And what is being referred to as an ambush, quote, style attack, a Colorado deputy was tragically killed New Year's Eve by a delusional gunman. I mean, here we've, I mean, this is somebody reporting the facts to you. There's no slant to this whatsoever. Condemning the dead person who can't speak for themselves. Although the attack was called an ambush, in the media, the shooter, Matthew Ryle, live stream the attack before which he is heard telling deputies to go away. Oh, wow. He told them to get away. Go away. Leave me alone. Wow. No wonder that he had to die. Late Sunday afternoon, the deputy who lost his wife was identified as 29-year-old Douglas County Sheriff Deputy Zachariah Parrish. He was described as a veteran law enforcement officer. Cannot exist in this country. Never any authorization for law enforcement in this goddamn country. We are the only law enforcement through our common law courts. And leaves behind a wife and two children. Ain't that just too fucking bad? Along with Parrish, four other deputies were shot good, as well as two civilians. The incident began early Sunday morning when deputies showed up to Ryle's apartment to talk about a restraining order he wished to file against his domestic partner. And I like the way they throw it in there, man. I mean, Mark was talking about this, the way they're trying to just flat smear this guy. Because what they did was totally illegal, a violation of that man's rights. And I don't care. You know, you can try to call him a queer. Maybe he was. You know what? I really don't care if he was a queer. The bottom line is what you did was a violation of the Bill of Rights. You dirty, treasonous sons of bitches. Instead of ambushing the officers, Rael refused to cooperate with them. Did not answer their questions. What? That's a death penalty in this country. Not answering the questions of an illegitimate law enforcement officer. And demanded to see a warrant. What? He demanded, well, they should have just shot him right there, got it all over with, when they asked to come inside. After Rael refused to let them in, he then shut the door after telling them he was going to bed. And just, you know, all you had to do is just go home, pig. You'd have lived the rest of the week out. But, is that what the pig did? No, the deputies then left, only to return a short time later. According to Douglas County Sheriff Tony Spurlock, this time officers were led into the apartment by Rael's roommate. When they attempted to enter Ryle's bedroom, he then opened fire, and with every goddamn right to do so. This is what our founders told us, not the goddamn petty fogging dirty church bastards or the goddamn Masons or any of these bastards. No, they come in without a warrant, you shoot. That's what the whole goddamn war was about. That's what the uprising was about. Rights. My rights to be safe and left alone in my own goddamn house. In the video, which was streamed to Periscope, and multiple shots can be heard being fired from a high-powered rifle. It was the initial barrage that wounded three deputies and killed another. Although the video was taken down by Periscope, I bet you it was, at the request of the Sheriff's Department, I bet you it was. See, this is where they're trying to cover. They came into the guy's bedroom without goddamn warrant. If you can't be safe in your own goddamn bedroom, I mean, they had no cause. You don't have cause without a warrant. I don't give a shit what you say. You had no cause without a warrant. And that warrant requires two affidavits attached saying that you're going to be seized and what goddamn for. And they had nothing, people. A brief excerpt to the audio remains to show the intense nature of the confrontation and the psychotic nature of Rael. See, so they selectively cut this video to try to back up their lies for the goddamn violation of the Bill of Rights that they perpetrated. Gephardt daily managed to obtain the entire stream, which shows the lead up to the attack as well as the shooting. According to their report, while the live stream played out on the internet, the gunman continued to rant before approaching the gravely wounded deputy and shooting him multiple times at point blank range. Why as well? If they're not going to recognize your Bill of Rights, you're supposed to shoot him. I'm sorry. That's what the founders told us. That's why they shot him. That's why they shot the British, is because they wouldn't recognize their rights and they wouldn't abide by the law that said that they had the right to be left the goddamn hell alone, that there was no authority that trumped their right to be left alone. At any rate, guys, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Until then, stay tuned for my brother Spike Timmons with Hammering the New World Order on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio coming up right behind us here. And, man, you know, they're going to try and put shit like this. It's starting to go down. People are sick of this shit. This guy was a vet, and he understood that you need a warrant to come in my house. And, if there's any exceptions to these goddamn laws, they're not laws at all. They're just arbitrary suggestions. By God, the guy stood. This is what everybody needs to do, and that is The Word from the Trenches.